Well, actually, I think today went really well. There was a really good group of people. They're really kind of, some seeing Morph for the first time, some kind of growing up like me, you know, almost the same age as Morph. So it was a really kind of good mix of ages, and I think, well, we've all come away with a Morph at the end of it, so I think it was successful. I think as a professional, it's always a little bit concerning as to whether, you know, you might find a bit of competition. And I think there were some real budding model makers and animators out there, so some really, really great Morphs and some accessories and some Shawns to go alongside. So actually a really, really good standard. It's really important for kids and adults, really professionally and, you know, starting off in either education and learning about animation, to really kind of look back at the whole history. So everything from Willis O'Brien and King Kong and Ray Harryhausen with, you know, Jason and the Argonauts, all those films, and up to Morph and Trapdoor and Wallace and Gromit, is to see the kind of the different approaches. So actually a much simpler, pared down thing like Morph is a really kind of nice way to look at animation. It doesn't have to be a massive production. It doesn't have to be a really expensive all singing or dancing production. Morph is beautifully simple. It's a tabletop and some accessories in a box and a lump of clay, 5.5 ounces of clay. And that's the kind of the beautiful thing. And I think you can learn a lot by just paring everything down to that kind of raw ingredient, really. I think the great thing with stop motion, especially with model making workshops like this, is that actually, what I always say, it's for children from 5 to 95, really. It doesn't matter whether you're kind of starting in the early years of your life or the kind of the latter days of your life. I think everybody can have a go at doing a bit of modelling, clay modelling, and, you know, and everybody can come away with something at the end of the day that they can take away that closely resembles what they saw on screen today. And I think that's the beauty of having the episodes running while we're talking and while we're making, is you can see the thing in front of you and you can see what you're aiming at. And as I say, there were grandparents in there and there were very young children, and they all came away with a Morph or something that looked like a member of Morph's family. So that's got to be a good thing. But I think from Morph's, you know, original idea and the reasoning for it, so it were being for children who are deaf, it kind of breaks down a lot of barriers because he doesn't really use real words, and it plays to all the best bits of slapstick comedy and the silent film era. It's got all of those kind of cartoon elements that everybody loves, like they're in Tom and Jerry and they're in the Beano and all those kind of great kind of historical children's things. They all transcend culture and age and language, because it's body language, and there's nothing funnier than somebody falling over or somebody getting splatted with a, you know, with a bun. It's I think it kind of travels across generations and countries as well. Yeah. For me, it's a great thing. The strength that Arben has is that it has this rich archive of stuff, and they're not afraid to show it off. And yeah, you can make money off them, and we do obviously sell them to different TV channels, and we do have DVDs or downloads of these things. But also, we do release, you know, a lot on YouTube, and yeah, the Morph thing of, you know, these new crowdfunded episodes being readily available to everybody to see, it's got to be a good thing, because you're just widening your audience. And again, yeah, you know, we're proud of what we produce, and why would we want to lock it away in a cabinet for only us to dig out or let it moulder away? I think the joy of opening your back catalogue up to the public is that everybody gets to see it, and people get inspired by it, and people learn, and you know, there are some great films out there that people don't get to see, and I think I wouldn't say it was a crime, but I think it's a shame for all of those hundreds of people who've put that much effort into producing something really beautiful, and then it not get screened. There are things that really inspired me as a child, where, well, obviously Wallace and Gromit, Creature Comforts is still probably my favourite thing to have watched as a child, and also to have been involved in making as well. You know, I meet people in my everyday life. Going to an art gallery, I've bumped into Flea and his wife, and I've met polar bears, and I've met dung beetles, and you meet, it could be one of us in this room. Every one of us could have been somebody on Creature Comforts, and it is the normal people. So I really love that, and, you know, and I get to make funny animals every day. What's not to like, really? So yeah, I would say Creature Comforts is probably my kind of main influence.